this season, be sure to pick up your limited edition Bud Light and Eagle specially designed cans and cases. Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and welcome to another edition of Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. I am joined, as I am every week, by Joe Dolan, the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Joe, I thought we could start off today by talking about some of the quarterbacks around the league. And let's start off right here in Philadelphia. What does Mark Sanchez, going into the Eagles offense, as it looks like he will for at least this week, what does that mean for fantasy?
Well, keep in mind that Mark Sanchez was a top 10 fantasy quarterback as a starting quarterback in Philadelphia last year. But you also have to keep in mind that Sam Bradford hadn't been playing at that level, at least for fantasy. Personally, I thought Sam Bradford over the last couple weeks, last three or so games, had really started to look more comfortable. So it's a shame that he's gone down. But Mark Sanchez, if he's going to start, I think he's a viable streaming quarterback, especially with the Eagles' upcoming couple of games. So if you don't get punished for turnovers, and look, Chip Kelly will tell you, Mark Sanchez looked like he was very comfortable running that offense. He was running it with tempo. He was making good plays. And then he turned the ball over. That's what happened last year when he started. And if you can live through that, Mark Sanchez is a viable fantasy starting quarterback, especially this week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Joe, Peyton Manning has really struggled all season long, dealing with a lot of injury issues. Finally, he gets benched this week. Brock Osweiler is into the lineup. If you're a fantasy owner, what do you do with Peyton Manning right now?
I mean, you should have dropped him weeks ago, quite frankly. Obviously, he is a blatantly obvious drop right now. Alex, of quarterbacks in the NFL, Peyton Manning is currently 33rd in fantasy points per game. That means there are teams with multiple quarterbacks who have started multiple games ahead of Peyton Manning. He has been really bad, but it was very possible for Peyton Manning to decline this year without looking this bad. I think the injuries are clearly an issue, but he's just not helping your fantasy team. He is an obvious drop for me at this point. Heck, I'm somebody who said if you needed the roster spot, you could have dropped Andrew Luck. So I'm definitely dropping Peyton Manning.
Joe, it's kind of hard to believe, but the fantasy football playoffs are just a few weeks away. So right now, let's look at some guys who have some favorable playoff schedules this year, and we'll start things off with Cam Newton in Carolina.
Oh, the Carolina Panthers, really nice. Now, I'm considering weeks 14 through 16, Alex, to be the typical fantasy playoffs. I generally like to just do 15 and 16. I don't like playing in week 17 in season-long leagues. It's a big daily week for me. So if we're talking about weeks 14 through 16, Cam Newton, you have an argument that he could be the number one quarterback for fantasy rest of season, and he gets Atlanta twice in weeks 14 and 16, and he gets the Giants mixed in there in week 15. So I'm really liking Cam Newton. Just keep in mind that the Carolina Panthers could very easily lock up the number one seed in the NFC really early. That could be an issue, especially if Carolina wants to rest Cam Newton. But as we stand right now, he's got really one of the best playoff schedules for quarterbacks moving forward.
Moving from the quarterback position to running back, how about Frank Gore in Indy?
Well, it depends a lot on what Andrew Luck's going to do. Number one, Andrew Luck needs to get healthy. But under Matt Hasselbeck, the Colts have actually won some games, and I think they're going to have to run the football. And Frank Gore's got a really nice schedule. He goes at Jacksonville in week 14, play the Texans in week 15 at home, and then goes to Miami in week 16. And outside of last week against the Eagles, Miami's really been a poor run defense. We'll see if they can improve, but I like Frank Gore's schedule moving forward. He's been a guy who might not be carrying your fantasy team, but he's certainly been a contributor this season.
Out west, we know that the San Diego Chargers love to throw the football, so you're looking at Stevie Johnson there for the Bolts.
Absolutely. At Kansas City in week 14, it's been one of the best matchups for wide receivers this year. Miami at home in week 15, then he goes to the black hole to take on Oakland in week 16. I'm not really sure what the Chargers' standing is going to be at that point, but Phillip Rivers is a competitor. You can still see, even though they've won just two games this year, Rivers really wants to win as much as possible, and Stevie Johnson is going to be their number one receiver for the rest of the year.
Another team that really likes to throw the football, and a team that the Eagles will be seeing in just a couple of weeks, is the Detroit Lions, and you like Eric Ebron, their young tight end.
I do. He's got a different schedule than most because he goes to St. Louis in week 14, but St. Louis has had some struggles with tight ends. Matter of fact, we saw Zach Miller of the Bears absolutely torch them this past week. Then here's the big one, at New Orleans in week 15. I know Rob Ryan just got fired, but I just don't see the talent level on that defense. And then he plays at home against San Francisco in week 16. So Eric Ebron's probably a tight end available on a lot of waiver wires. And if you're looking for somebody who could really see some positive matchups down the stretch, Eric Ebron's going to be a guy in that mix.
All right, Joe. Great stuff, as always, from Joe Dolan, the managing editor at FantasyGuru.com. Be sure to follow Joe on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. That'll wrap things up for this week's edition of Fantasy Spin, presented by Bud Light.